Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Always follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah. This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Welcome back. You're home for live in-play betting. Just got better. Points bet new feature. Live college hoop same game parlay for the first time ever. Build the perfect live same game parlay only with points bet. Combine your favorite bets anytime during the game. Watch live, parlay live, and boost live with PointsBet. Signing up with the fastest book is easier than ever. You can start living your bet life in seconds. New customers use code VSIN2K to get two risk-free bets up to $2,000. Elevate your live betting game. And if you have a gambling problem, call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or 1-800-GAMBLER for crisis counseling.
Okay, so where are we at with the number one seeds now that the Sweet 16 is coming up on Thursday and Friday? Gonzaga is around plus 225 to win the title. They have to go through Arkansas, and then the winner of Duke, Texas Tech. And here at Circa, I noticed last night, Gonzaga minus 143 to win that region.
Mm-hmm.
That's the lowest number by a mile that I could find.
Yep, you also have no minus 320 not to win it that you can play here at Circa as well. I did see combined wins by one seeds, 11.5. And I have one seeds under 1.5 to make the Final Four. I almost cashed that ticket when you think about it. Like what could have happened?
Gonzaga almost lost.
Yeah. And then what happened late last night?
Arizona could have, should have, would have lost last night.
Yeah.
Huge three. I mean, they went into a 5-minute scoring drought up, what, by like 7 points with 6 minutes to go?
Yeah, again.
They couldn't score again?
Right. After what happened in the end of the right half? Right state half, and then what happened again?
How many full games do we see from these teams, right? Where they get out to, let's say, a 10-point lead in the first half, and like it's
a complete game?
A complete
Very
game.
Very rare. Tennessee against Longwood. Of course, I had them.
Yeah.
That's about it. Oh, let me tell you something. That we have to talk to that. I want to know where that ranks in the last couple of years about how big of a decision that was, that Michigan won outright. Everyone had Tennessee. Everyone.
Oh, is that right?
Oh, yeah. Money, everything.
Okay.
Money line.
Are you talking about here?
All over town.
All over town, okay.
That decision, first of all, it moved from 5.5 up to 7.
Yeah,
and
true,
it was
true.
Oh, Everyone was on Tennessee against
Michigan. The SEC, just disaster here this year.
Sure,
right? And in the regular season, it was, I think, probably the best, well, that and the Big 12, best two conferences in college basketball. Huh? And the SEC just, I mean, fell on their faces. I mean, you have two seeds who are now both out. Kentucky can't even get by the first round. And they have one team left in Arkansas.
Yeah.
And this is the first time they're going to face a seed that's below 10 the entire tournament.
Embarrassing. Yeah. Right. It's one thing where you could pull a Big 10 and just, again, slip on the banana peel over and over again. But you had six teams in, five are out, and you lost a 15, 10, and 3 11s?
Uh-huh.
Come on. And this should factor in. It has to count. Stop putting all these teams in from the Big 10. 18 teams the last 2 years, only three have made it to the Sweet 16. And this isn't like the Colgate stuff. I mean, you're getting great seeds, and the game's in your backyard.
Yeah.
Come on.
Although I think last year was a true disaster compared to this year, because last year, would they have 2 1 seeds and 2 2 seeds?
Yeah, Ohio State loses to a 15.
Right out of
Illinois
the gates.
Illinois was a 1.
They got beat in the second round.
Loyola. Yeah, yep. Run out.
Michigan couldn't make the Final Four. Yep.
Yes.
I think it was 2 1s and 2 2s that went down right away last year for Michigan. So this year, I don't think as bad as last year, but still
Michigan
combined.
I think Michigan won Elite Eight.
They went to Elite Eight.
Yeah.
They got beat by UCLA.
Okay.
Yep, to go to the Final Four. I mean, anyway, let me, two numbers I thought were extremely sharp when they opened up last night. Texas Tech favored over Duke. Right? That tells you, I mean, they are begging people to bet Duke. And I think the public probably will. But books are telling you who the better team is on a neutral in Texas Tech. Open them up. What I saw, I think, as high as 2. Then in other spots, 1. So basically, 1.5, I think, might be the consensus right now. That, to me, that number is just spot on. And then how about the other one now? KenPom has Houston, number 2 in the country.
Mm.
Second best team in the country. They were a 5 seed. He has them winning the game against Arizona. And Arizona is 2. I think they're begging you to bet Arizona at -2.
Yeah.
And they're begging people to bet Duke.
Yep. I like Arizona, though. They had their scare. I think they have to wake up and realize, let's go here. But that was, you know, it's everyone, the numbers, a lot of pros love this Houston team. Sampson's an unbelievable coach. And, you know, great quotes. Also talking about, forget about talent, give me chemistry and guys who buy in. They have significant injuries, doesn't matter.
Oh.
And here they are again.
I would say this. First of all, Houston would never be a 5 if they didn't have injuries. They never would have been a 5. But if they had their 2 guys back, they lost. This team could win the whole thing. Houston could be the best team in the country.
Yeah. That goes back to the no respect for this conference, too. Memphis wasn't a 9. Not the way they were playing down the stretch. And
with that talent
they have.
Yes.
And no bid for SMU, right. And they give Houston a 5. So, absolutely, certainly. And then KenPom thinks UCLA beats North Carolina, though. And there's another. Look at that low point spread.
He does.
That's a tough game.
He adjusted his numbers. Now he has UCLA winning by 4
mm-hmm.
in that game, and UCLA opened up 2.
But it's also a great feeling where Hubert Davis, even off a great win, can yell at his team about what happened. And you're right, the officiating was atrocious. But you have to work hard. You have to try. Everything has to go wrong to blow a 25-point lead with 10 minutes left. Take care of the ball. Stop missing free throws. Guard somebody. I mean, the turnovers, it was ridiculous, what that meltdown from North Carolina.
Have they ever practiced against a full-court press?
Yeah, right.
I mean, honestly, it looked like they had never seen in their life.
They're allowed to check people, too, what Baylor was doing. That's fair as well.
Running into guys. Just, they were mauling North Carolina on, like, every single possession. Suddenly, the refs were like, nothing to see here.
God, it was
good, something. Guys, keep playing.
From 60-1 to a -220 favorite in a span of 10 minutes. I give them credit, though, for winning in overtime.
Three out of the gates in overtime was huge for North Carolina. And again, the perils of trying to bet live in play when games are going on. I'm trying to grab Baylor +17.5, rejected. +14.5, rejected. Offers +12.5. I'm like, nah. Now when 17.5 was available 3 seconds ago and you wouldn't take the bet. And then 14.5, but things happen so fast. And like, how big's the delay that we're watching on? Is it 6 seconds? Is it 13? Is it 30 seconds? I have no idea. So that kind of stunk for me, but great game overall. And those two blue bloods meet, and they're a 4 and an 8 seed. Gonzaga's 8.5 against Arkansas. Arkansas, very lucky to be in this spot right now.
Very.
Fortunate here to be in the Sweet 16.
Mm-hmm.
But Musselman's a good coach, and, you know, a couple things here. Again, Gonzaga, can you put together a full game for us, please? Because the second half that you played against Memphis was your absolute A game, and, like, nobody at this point is going to beat that team. But Memphis, like I said earlier, I don't think anybody outside of Gonzaga beats Memphis in that game. They were so good.
Well, I can also say, what UCLA team am I going to get? The team that was sleepwalking against Akron, or that second half performance against St. Mary's?
Yeah.
It was awesome. Phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
What I got to see. But I would think UCLA also will get enough stops and kind of muck it up.
Arkansas also plays Gonzaga. That's in San Francisco.
Yes.
So you would think the way that the Kennel travels, that's going to be all Zags fans. That's tough travel for Arkansas to prep and only have fans give them a couple days to get ready for that.
And if they win, then we have a rematch no matter who wins the Duke game. And Duke got them earlier in this year, and then Gonzaga took out Texas Tech earlier this year.
Yep. Michigan live against Villanova? Wolverines catching five.
Jay Wright's awesome. There's another guy, right? Remember, he couldn't get to the Sweet 16. He was on the hot seat. Now he makes it every year, what he's done.
Mm-hmm.
Jay Wright's awesome.
Yeah, love that guy. Yep. I do not have any action on that game. I think it's right where it should be. And Texas Tech Duke, I'm alive to both teams here on Future, so I probably won't touch this one either. Texas Tech, again, -1 against Duke. The total here is 136.5. Duke, again, down to the couple of minutes to play yesterday against Michigan State, and they covered the game. But I think a lot of people were surprised Duke opened up as the dog in this spot against Texas Tech. And the Red Raiders are awesome. Well coached. They will kill you defensively. Fun team to watch.
Okay, now are you concerned about St. Peter's now? Now the great story. Now you go home and everyone pats you on the back and tells you how great you are, and then you get ready for Purdue now.
Well, see, I'd like to have St. Peter's actually win one more game and then come in against UCLA or maybe North Carolina and then go against St. Peter's. That would be back-to-back weekends where they got to do a two-day turnaround and take on yet another really good team. I think that's where it'd catch up to them. But 12.5 now, you want to lay it? Purdue's going to the free throw line
that can't continue.
It was 19-0 in the first half against Yale.
Yeah.
And then 46-12 last night. So St. Peter's, again, Shaheen Holloway is their head coach. He's awesome. Here he is after their latest win against Murray State.
Murray State's physicality, you all kind of kept your cool when they kept trying to muscle in. What was the thing that you told them to really try to stay calm when it seemed like they were trying to push you all around?
No, I'm going to say this. It's going to come off a little crazy. I got guys from New Jersey and New York City. You think we scared of anything? You think we worried about guys trying to muscle us and tough us out? We do that. You know, that's who we are. Like, we are a very physical team. Our bodies probably don't look like it, but these guys play very hard and very physical. So that I wasn't worried about at all. You know, we've been playing against bigger teams out the whole time. So them being a little bigger and stronger, it didn't faze us. When you got tough, hard-nosed kids.
Oh, that he certainly does, but again, I don't know if they can really match up with the length and athleticism from Purdue in this game now.
They won 21 games. They were swept by Iona. They were the 2 seed in the conference tournament.
Yeah.
But Pitino's team going out early certainly helped them. But that you can tie this in again to these ridiculous conference tournaments where that's the other thing you have to add in. What if you make a run? But also think about the people are saying this is like worth $100 million of publicity. Who knew where St. Peter's was before this run? Huh? Now, you're right. Even the nickname. How much free publicity they get now with the school and what happened.
Sure.
Add that on to, too, about put your best team in from your conference to represent.
Well, here you go again with a team like St. Peter's making
the. Right.
Is it better for this or is it better to play a small conference tournament?
Yeah.
Although Iona would have been in instead of this team.
Sure, but they were the two. But, I mean, they were good.
Yeah, they were good,
right.
Sure.
Yeah, yep. But that's another thing to tack on with this about how much money you can make if you win a couple games.
Up next, Sweet 16 and Elite 8 historical numbers and trends. Elite 8 favorites have been great fade material going back almost 20 years. Those numbers coming up next.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If
you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Follow the money on VSEN, the sports betting network.
If you're going to win big, then you need to bring the juice. With Juice Reel, take your winnings to a whole new level. Juice Reel is the new app that allows you to sync your bets for almost any book or website. Download the app from the App Store and your bet history is imported in seconds. And get analytics on your performance, how you've done on straight bets versus parlays, and also data available to make the best bet. They analyze what your bet is worth in real time, so you're always in the game. Download Juice Reel from the App Store. It's free, Juice Reel, and let their technology help you win.
All right, more on college basketball here. And by the way, Frank Martin's going to join the program coming up in 15 minutes, former South Carolina and K-State coach. He's an analyst this year, CBS, TNT, the whole lot. I'll get his thoughts on the Sweet 16 games at that time. But some numbers here, Paulie, with the Sweet 16 and the Elite Eight that you can get in Point Spread Weekly and the VSIN College Betting Guide at vsin.com/subscribe. So favorites of 8 points or more are on a 24-7-3 under run. That's 77.4%, allowing 62.2 points per game. Gonzaga is favored by 8.5 against Arkansas. That total is 154.5. But like you said earlier, that's the kind of play they have to go with in that second half. Up tempo, get the offense going, don't slow it down, and run it to perfection. So it's a high total, and Drew Timmy was so good in the second half of that game. Took over, dominated, and he had a clear message to his teammates when they were down by 10 to Memphis at half.
All right, Drew, I heard you in the hallway motivate this team. What did you say in that locker room?
I said, I don't give a flying F what happens at the end of the game, whether we lose or win. We're not going out as no soft guys. Leave it all on the floor because it could be your last 20. And, hey, man, if you go all out and we still lose, play with no regrets. And we took that to heart, and, you know, we came out with the win, fortunately. But give credit to Memphis, man. They really brought it, and the way they turned their season around is pretty remarkable.
All right, pretty easy to translate what he actually said. And he took to Twitter afterwards. He goes, live TV, ooh, boy, not easy not to swear. My mom would be proud. But that guy, I've called him the real-life Jackie Moon now for months.
Yeah.
Because he's so cocky on the court, right? Plays with that low post kind of game. But that was awesome. But that trend is 24-7-3 under now when a Sweet 16 favorite of 8 or more plays. And 154.5, there's the total.
All right, same angle in the Purdue game, yep, too. Is there a big favorite? Right. come out. You can't be soft. We don't want to be like soft.
Yeah, you don't want to be soft guys.
Yeah. That's good. Sure. That was great. He's also, it was a good point at the end, too. This is a guy, Memphis has a ton of stars, ton of good players, and they had won 13 of 15 coming into that game.
Yeah, you recognize that, yeah.
And they had him down big.
How about for double-digit seeds and being competitive as underdogs? They're 14-4-1 ATS, 77.8% since 2011, including 3-0 ATS last year, with upset wins by both UCLA and Oregon State. Double-digit seeds still in the tournament. St. Peter's?
Isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah?
You have that angle, yeah.
Mm-hmm. The popular 1-4 matchup has been all number one lately.
Now, this is ridiculous.
We have what? Two?
Yes.
Kansas Providence.
Gonzaga, Arkansas.
Zags, Arkansas. Okay. 11-1 straight up and 9-2-1 ATS for one seeds. That's 81.8% over the last seven tournaments. And so you have Kansas laying the 7.5 against Providence, Gonzaga 8.5 against Arkansas.
What do you think? You have Kansas, who at times played well against Creighton, but Creighton, I mean, come on, that's just, you don't know what you're going to get. Creighton was what, 300 and something shooting threes?
Yep.
They couldn't miss?
They could not miss.
Right, and the Kansas needs the big steal and dunk to put it away?
That, like, Kansas opened up a 9-point lead, like, what, more than midway through the second half. You're like, okay, now it's on cruise control.
Couldn't put them away.
No, could not at all.
And this is, there's something to be said for the, no one respects us, no one's given us a chance, and that's Providence. I mean, that great line, tidbit we had, audio from Cooley.
Yep.
They take out the Jackrabbits, although it got squeaky bum time there. But what they did against Richmond, and what was Richmond? 1 of 21 from three or something?
Couldn't make anything,
My
yeah.
God. But still, Providence with the big win. So there's a lot to be said about when the media says you stink, you're no good, you're lucky, and everyone hears it, and he can put up bulletin board material.
You got to love that angle. Now, based on futures that I have, and I have a bunch with Kansas, over 2.5 wins plus 120, to win their region plus $2, and then 14-1 to win the national title, I probably will take Providence plus 7.5 for a little bit here. Hoping for a Kansas win, but, you know, it's by 7 or fewer.
I mean, and I understand they've been great in these two games, but so many people saying, you're lucky, you're not that good, whatever. How about the path for Kansas again?
All right, dude, come on.
It's got to be Providence on the or the winner of the Miami game to go to the Final Four.
It just, I mean, ridiculous. It really is. You could have given Bill Self a bracket and say, make your region. He would not have made it this easy.
Yeah. So you had the big upset at the bottom of the bracket, but then look what Gonzaga has, the number one overall seed. Well, you got Memphis in the second round. Now you got Arkansas, and you get the Duke Texas Tech winner if you survive that. And Duke already beat you. Come on.
Yep, that's right. Okay, so in Sweet 16 games between teams, quote, both not supposed to be there, or both seeded 5 or worse, the worst-seeded team is 11-5 straight up and ATS since 2001. So 5 seeds or worse, which I'm looking right now, Iowa State, Miami, that would point to the Iowa State game, and that's the only game that we have on the docket.
Will St. Peter's travel? I don't know. What's that? Is that make the games in Philly?
Well, that's...
I mean, I know this. The whole building will be rooting for them, none other than family and friends of Purdue.
Yeah, no doubt.
And especially, no doubt. I mean, that's close. I mean, the fans, that's the...
From that area. It's right there. Yeah, so, I mean, you'd think...
Well, I don't know how big the...
I got to look into that. Yeah, enrollment, everything.
How many Peacock fans do you know? I mean, that's the other thing. But UCLA fans will become... UNC fans will become St. Peter's fans as well.
I'll put it this way. Of people who I, like, trust, who live on the East Coast, in their round one game against Kentucky, they said they have no chance. Said they're going to get absolutely dominated. They would have no answer for Shibuya, which they didn't.
Yeah.
But they won the game outright.
Yeah.
And it was not a fluke.
They're the 4 o'clock game Friday. So, do I have the bracket right? Or do I have the wrong bracket? Yeah, the St. Peter's winner would play Carolina UCLA, right? Winner?
Yeah, no, that's right.
Okay, good.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, so with Carolina UCLA obviously being the late game, you know who they're rooting for and hope they get to see St. Peter's. And what do they do? The on Thursday night, the Arizona game tips at 10 o'clock.
Can you believe
East
that?
Coast.
Can you that game?
10 o'clock.
That game they put up at 10 o'clock.
Oh, mama.
But where's that game at, though? Because that's
San Antonio.
San Antonio.
San Antonio. I don't know. There's got to be a better way.
There has to be a system.
And what they did yesterday, too, which I know we talked about it Friday, which they've since they went to this new TV contract with the staggering the games and two standalones to start. But you go back-to-back games. They're also in the same arena. So you had a 40-minute gap between the games? Houston game and then the Villanova game?
Yeah.
What the hell?
Can I say this? I actually like last year's format. For people who don't remember.
Yeah, you're right.
We did not have Thursday through Sunday. We had, because of the pandemic, we had Friday through today. So we got home last year on this Monday, and we had games. I think it was Iowa and Oregon tipping off at 9 o'clock Pacific time. I thought it was great. And then the Elite Eight, or Sweet 16 Elite Eight, was Saturday through Tuesday. That was awesome. Put the Sweet 16 throughout the entire day. You can go back-to-back-to-back games if you want.
And people pissed. I mean, baseball took the abuse for like 10 years. Like, why are you starting your World Series game so late? You want to get kids to watch, don't you?
Right.
They finally listened. But here it's, come on.
Yep.
10 o'clock tip.
We'll spend more time on this on Friday once we have the Elite Eight, or half of it set anyway. But one more nugget here. Elite Eight favorites are only 38-34 straight up and 26-44-2 ATS. That's 37% since 2003. So the Elite Eight has been just like heavy, heavy dogs covering, and a lot of them winning as well. That's 19 years now we're talking about here. I'll throw out, whatever, you get the gist. He's got to throw out the pandemic year then too. But man, oh man. They really struggle in that round.
Wide open. Again, it's wide open.
Yeah. Wholeheartedly agree, Paulie.
So many teams can win this.
Email here is ftm@vsin.com. FTM for follow the money at vsin.com. Also on Twitter at vsin live, at Mitch Moss Radio, and at Paulie Howard. So we have two really good college basketball guests coming up today. We have Doug Gottlieb in about 35 minutes. He's always great on this sport, and we'll run down gambling ideas and topics and what he likes in the Sweet 16 coming up at that time. And up next, we will talk college basketball with Frank Martin. What do you think of the shaved head?
Yeah. So that's the move. That's the play, right?
He just said, I'm losing that's my it. Hair. Screw it. Bam.
Yep.
Why hide it anymore?
That's what Dana White says, too.
Just full
shave,
ball.
Shave
yep.
the sucker. Yep.
So the former South Carolina and K-State coach, obviously now on CBS, TNT, the whole with the whole crew. The team to impress him the most so far is who? And which teams does he like in some of these matchups that we have in the Sweet 16? That's coming up here on Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Wendy's Breakfast, the official breakfast of March Madness. Every day, choose from their stacked starting lineup like the Breakfast Baconator, croissant combos, and the coffee. And they're bringing the Breakfast Legends, oven-baked sizzling bacon, fresh cracked eggs, perfectly seasoned breakfast potatoes, and the OJ to bring it home. Make a fast break to your nearest Wendy's drive-thru and pick up the Wendy's Breakfast, the official breakfast of March Madness. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's. Frank Martin did a great job. He's doing a knockout job with the coverage. And he joins us now, former South Carolina and Kansas State head coach as well. 2017 Final Four. You're a fiery guy. I mean, how about these officials? You might have got a couple technicals here where the Wyoming coach gets a tee for outside the box. The technical on Illinois hanging on the rim. I thought some tough calls against North Carolina. What do you think of the officiating so far, coach?
Don't get me started. My wife might find me this time around. No, listen, being a referee is really hard, and it's in the game. The games are really fast, and the athletes are incredible. And there's some calls that are just bang bang plays that are difficult to. They're just hard. It is what it is. Being outside the coaching box, the NCAA puts a lot of pressure on referees to make sure that the coaches stay in the box. And 9 times out of 10, officials will come by and say, Frank, get back in the box. Don't make me do this. And if you get out of the box again, then you're basically putting that referee in a box and putting him in a box where now he's got a kind of, you know, the official's trying to move forward in the NCAA tournament. And if he doesn't manage those moments of the game, you know, it's a problem. The hanging on the rim, like in the Illinois play, that's just a case of an official that can't grab the net, let alone have an idea what it takes to jump up and dunk when you're running 4 feet. That's a bad call. Yeah. I mean, there's no way. They'll pull up when they dunk and they do a pull up on the rim. That's automatic. But that kid's coming 100 miles per hour.
Right. Yep.
Trying to outrun a defender that's chasing him. You don't make that call.
Why is it that you think Kelvin Sampson and Houston, it feels like still like nationally, they're getting so disrespected?
Because they don't play the sexy style. You know, everyone wants to talk about the inside out dribble and the double step back fadeaway and all, you know, the guy that jumps up and dunks with, you know, but nobody pays attention to the simplicity of screening, boxing out, rotating defensively, going after an offensive rebound. Those are plays that don't come up on stat sheets as far as the effort that it takes to do those plays. His team never gets any credit for the way they pass the basketball. They're a very good passing team. They don't turn it over. Yeah, but they're not stylistic. Mm-hmm. They just have a way that they're going to play, and that's what they're going to do every single game. You never see them get out of character. So whether it's player A, B, or C, they all do the same things, which means their team then has success. And at the end of the day, we live in an era where style is glorified, but that's not what helps you win. What helps you win is who you are as a team and your consistency and how you play. With Kelvin's teams, take it to the bank. They're going to do the same things every single game, and that's why they're good every single game.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
How often did you play as a coach with the kids? Did you play the no respect card and no one's given us a chance? Because this is, and they had a hell of a run and won the Big East, but this is something special what Providence is doing here, playing the no respect guard.
Yeah, I mean, Ed Cooley, Ed and I kind of come from similar backgrounds, and it's who we are. We don't have to tell our players those things. It's who we recruit. So our players already, when we recruit them, they already have that mindset.
Okay, yeah.
Get him back.
Got to try to reconnect. Yeah,
that was a very good answer on Houston. About, you know,
makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, everyone talks about talent. How about chemistry and buying in and camaraderie and what the group is like and who you're recruiting? Sampson just had some terrific answers in his post-game press.
Remember last year when they came from behind? I think it was in round two. Down like double digits to win, and they mentioned the chemistry in that team was off the charts.
Yep,
and how much they love each other. And he's right; the players, they're interchangeable because a lot of them play like the same positions anyway, and it can be positionless basketball. And they just go out there, and it's all he recruits the same kind of guys. And this program, as long as Kelvin Sampson is going to be at Houston, right, and he's an awesome coach, this program will be the same thing every single year.
Yep.
He will just bring in the same exact guys every single season. It's going to be like, okay, good luck when you go out there and take on this team because they're going to kill you for 40 minutes. And if you beat them, you beat them, but they're not going to make it easy on anybody.
Do this with key injuries? Right. And then it goes back. The team they had also was excellent, but lost to Michigan on the buzzer beater.
Oh, yeah.
They had that. Who knows how far that team was going to go?
Weren't they a high seed that year?
But, yeah. Good guard play.
You're very good guard play.
And tough calls down the stretch, and Michigan hits the buzzer beater, and they lose that game.
Again, Arizona's only favored by two. I would say, like, in the marketplace right now in terms of gambling, they are getting respect because it's only, you know, they're a two-point dog. But so we have Frank Martin back right now. Why is it you think? I mean, it's what makes the madness so special, Frank. But, like, with your 2017 Gamecocks, you know, a seven seed, you beat Duke right away in the second round. You went on that special run. But why is it that maybe teams that did not live up to their expectations in the regular season, they put it together in March and all these, like, higher seeds all of a sudden go on a roll?
Before I answer your question, I got to apologize. My phone cut off as I'm driving. Now that I've got nothing to do, I think I'm going to get into building antennas so we get better reception with our phone.
I like it. It's good.
Yeah. What happens is, though, and this is my personal opinion, the game has changed. It used to be a big separation between 1-16 and 2-15, because of the transfer portal, because of the one and done.
Mm-hmm.
There's not as big a separation anymore between 2-15 and 3-14 and so forth. That's number one. Number two, every team in the NCAA tournament has winning DNA. Every single team. Every single team has. They're at peace with who they are. They're at peace with their players are at peace with their role on their team, and they're connected. You never see a bad team. I shouldn't say never. You rarely see a bad team back their way into the NCAA tournament. That rarely happens. So when you get in these games in the tournament, number one, matchups, there's certain teams, I don't care how talented they are, they have that we all have a weakness that we don't want to deal with as a team. And when you end up with the wrong matchup, what seed, where they come from, what conference, what they look like is irrelevant. It's all a matchup. And if you get the wrong matchup in the tournament, you're in for a long night, and that's where you see those kind of wins. When we made the run, we had our strength was our guards because our guards were 6'7 and 6'6. So anytime we played a team with small guards, 9 times out of 10, we won. And when we went through that journey in that year, the matchups we had were small guards and teams that were void of a true point guard. And because of our defensive pressure, we knew we can disrupt and really create problems for them. And that's why we were able to make our run, because that's kind of what we faced.
Oh, very cool. Follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Frank Martin, our guest. We have like 90 seconds here. The team that has impressed you the most so far, and the team that's going to win. It's so wide open the way it seems, but who do you think wins the whole thing?
It's hard to go against Gonzaga.
Okay.
I mean, it's just hard to go against them. They've got tremendous experience at the center spot with Drew Timmy and at the point guard spot with Andrew Nembhard. Then they have Chet Holmgren, I think, is a special player. And they've got depth and size. So it's hard to go against Gonzaga. Another team that just seems like fate's on their side, Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the way they won yesterday is just like crazy. They're get ready to get beat, and, you know, Mathurin makes that three, and then they come down and force a turnover at the end of regulation. So those are the two teams I would say that kind of jump out at me a little bit.
Yep, I'm with you on that. You're a hell of a coach, and you're a blast to watch on TV as well. And I like the shaved head. Is that you were losing the hair, and you said, screw it, I got to just shave the head?
No, I kind of like my hair. COVID attacked my immune system, and it created a case of alopecia, and I lost all my body hair.
Oh, sorry to hear that.
No, that's okay. That's all right. That's my eyebrows are kind of starting to grow back, and but I like my hair. I like putting a little gel in my hair, kind of slicking that thing backwards and rolling. So I'll say this now: it's a hell of a lot easier after a shower than it used to be. Now it's I'm trying to get used to this bald head.
Okay. Well, it looks good, Frank. Thanks so much for the time. You're doing a great job again. We appreciate it.
Appreciate you guys.
Yep.
Thanks, Coach.
Up next, tonight's NBA action. LeBron returns to Cleveland.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. It's
if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Follow the money on VSEN, the sports betting network.
BetRivers Sportsbook offering new customers a deposit match up to $250 when you sign up today. In addition to their welcome bonus, BetRivers has daily and ongoing promotions that provide extra value. Download the app or go to BetRivers.com today to sign up. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in Jersey, 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana, and 800-522-4700 in Nevada. We started this, too, with Mike Palm because of the madness, and this time of year, and also Derek Stevens with the, what did he call it? It's a... tragedy in America with the act of content.
Yeah.
But this is where all the tweets started. Travesty in America. Well, this is how all the tweets started about, listen to this, I'm out here at a sports bar or wherever to watch the tournament. And it's, oh, when you have to get, where's True TV? What's TNT?
Oh, where, yeah.
Oh, my God. And you will not believe the tweets we receive where the response is, I can't find the remote. How do you lose all these remotes? When you can, where do they go? I don't get it.
Well, like what? At a sports bar?
Everywhere. Right. Sports bar. Mm. Remotes disappear all the time. We got one, the guy had an incident at Foxwoods. The pit boss couldn't
find the remote.
He's stuck on Red Sox spring training.
And women's NCAA basketball.
Yeah, I lost the remote.
Because that would be, by default, that's probably like on ESPN.
Oh.
And you got to have somebody search for True TV. So that's not going to be very easy. By the way, this is a good email from G-Man. He said, spot on with the refereeing so far. Atrocious. I will be very afraid to make a bet in the Sweet 16. In-play might be the way to go. Well, in-play is a great approach to bet, probably more than anything else anyway.
I think that is the way to go.
And he said he watched he's in Connecticut. He watched the end of the Arizona game last night. He said, thank you for mentioning the over and back at the end of regulation.
Oh, come on, yeah.
If you don't call the foul on, first of all, you got to make that call.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
There's an over and back twice, though.
Yeah.
There's an over and back. Then he gets body checked.
Yeah.
Then he falls down, and then it's like, no call there. But that's got to be... It's got to be something. Something.
And if that guy is like a split second faster, that's the first buzzer beater right there. Arizona would have won in regulation on a dunk at the buzzer.
Just missed it.
That much.
Got it.
Yep. That's pretty much it.
Well, you had a couple of those.
Let me give you this now. So, by the way, the Lakers fell behind the Pelicans now in the playoff race.
Oh, there's a lot going on.
Okay.
Here.
So,
and here come the Celtics ready to catch the Sixers, too.
And the Lakers are in action tonight. LeBron's averaging 37 minutes per game this season. That ranks first overall in the Lakers, first in his last five seasons, first among teams below 500, second all-time for players 37 or older, even if they would, like, win the play-in game. and somehow lock in the 8 seed and go against the Suns, right? At some point, I get it. This guy's prime is longer than like anybody's in history, not named Tom Brady. At some point, all these minutes, is he going to be able to do this in a 7-game series against the Suns where, hey, we'll play 43 minutes and give us, you know, 46 points?
Well, you have Davis to lean on, though. That can help him out. But this is...
Maybe.
Yeah. Well, the other thing is, too, I mean, we were talking with Sharapan about, come on, they don't have a chance. The thing is that amazes us is the Lakers continue to take money, and they're an ATS disaster.
Oh, it's but most games.
Yeah. What if they sneak in here, though, and maybe they're playing the Warriors? I don't know. If the Warriors are the two, I mean, who knows when Curry's coming back? Looks like Memphis will get the two now. But still, this guy's, I would expect a monster effort tonight going back home and taking on the Cavs. And the Cavs have to watch out because they don't want to get caught by the Raptors. Because the Raptors can slow them down. And who knows? The Bulls might fall all the way back and get the seven. Because the Bulls
that's going to happen.
They have the most difficult schedule left in the league, Chicago Bulls.
Again, this was very predictable before this month even started. You knew it was coming.
Right. But this is, But what you said earlier, Pelicans jumped them. I mean, this is lunacy. Look at the schedule the rest of the way for the Lakers. They might, at Cleveland, Philly, at New Orleans, at Dallas, at Utah. New Orleans, Denver, Phoenix, Golden State, OKC, Denver.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Do you want to bet LeBron's point prop tonight? It's 30.5. Where he goes back to Cleveland and puts up an incredible game. And they're actually, catching 6 in this game today?
Yeah, that's too much. I think that's too much, though.
Yeah, I would not lay this with Cleveland. I want nothing to do with the Lakers, though.
Okay. The Heat-Sixer game's tough. You can't handicap this game too early in the morning. Who knows who's going to play? With the Heat and Phillies on a back-to-back. But it is just, I know Morey loves the guy, but Harden has not been the same player since he got hurt the first time in Brooklyn. And they lose at home to the Raptors. Great job by the Raptors, but you don't have Van Vliet and OG still out.
Yep.
And they lose that game at home? Yikes. And they are going to run from the one or the two seed. But the way that, and the Celtics body bag Denver?
Yeah, they went on like a, what was it, 24-2 run to close the second quarter last night.
Did you say you got it, or you stared at 20-1 and didn't take it?
I'm staring at 20-1 on my phone.
It's going to happen.
Staring at it for minutes, and I'm just like, I'm not going
to
make
that. Between Morey saying, I don't want any part of Durant, and we lost to these guys at home by 30, the Celtics are red hot, and the Celtics are going to win that division.
Okay. Are they going to get the one seed?
I don't know about that. I think it would be Milwaukee. I think it could be Milwaukee to get the one seed.
I do
see the Celtics could be close. They have an easy schedule the rest of the way.
Boston. Bucks do not.
No.
Bucks have a difficult schedule.
Right, but how are they going to treat it, right? I mean, the freak news and what happened against Minnesota, but...
So I am seeing the Heat minus 2 tonight as of right now.
Are you okay?
But who knows? It's not available at all books, but... I think the Celtics are in play for the one seed. I think that can happen.
Okay.
They are taking teams out in a body bag.
Unbelievable.
It doesn't matter where they play.
Yeah, they're not scared.
They're killing everybody.
Yeah, right.
And they went to Denver last night and annihilated the Nuggets.
That's not their mindset. They're Boston. We'll fight. Let's go. And I know the guys who are out, but they destroyed the Nets twice. I was like, okay, we're going to have to play them at some time. Philly will run. Philly will run from Brooklyn. Okay? And then now you have the Ben Simmons, where who knows if he's going to play again this year.
I got news for you, though.
What?
I would pray and beg. Well, I don't know what the number would be. I would, if Boston would play, right now it's the 4-5, Boston, Chicago. I might bet the Celtics in a sweep or a 5-game series. I bet them both probably.
Yeah. Well, this is an important game tonight because the Bulls don't want to fall back and get that 7. And you have to take on, and that would work out big time for the Nets. Because then Kyrie could play. If they have to go to Toronto, he can't play in the 7-8. But then the Raptors are on a back-to-back and the Bulls have to get in that stay in that 6 range.
They've lost 8 out of 10, the Bulls.
Yeah.
And
between the injuries and the tough schedule.
Right? Doesn't mean they're going to win, doesn't mean they're going to cover. They have to have the game. Because, again, after this is it for Chicago. At Milwaukee, at New Orleans, at Cleveland, at New York, at Washington, they come back home and get the Clippers. And then in April, it goes Miami, Milwaukee, Boston, Charlotte, at Minnesota. I mean, there's a chance where they're going to go into the playoffs like losers of, I could have to do the math here, but losers of like 17 out of 20 games going into the playoffs. Absolutely reeling. But at that time, are they going to get their guys back?
Yeah, they're coming back.
Yeah, they will be back at that point. Uh-huh. So
did I see this right? Are the Pistons laying 7?
Oh, yeah, you did, yeah.
Wow.
Well, look who they're playing.
Well, they play at Portland.
Yeah.
But this is, what, a 14-0 ATS run or 13-0-1. Depends when you bet it, closing number, how you want to grade.
Sure.
What a run here. Look at this game log by the Pistons. Showing guts and fight on a nightly. And another big game tonight. T-Wolves and the Mavs. How about the Timberwolves? They won 12 of 13. Somehow they went to Orlando and lost. They must have been out with Mickey Mouse. I don't know what they were doing. But look, the game Saturday against Milwaukee, they dropped 138. I mean, they are on a sick run, especially offensively, what they're doing and how well Cat's playing. So these are big games, too, coming up. It's at Dallas. It's Phoenix at home. Then it's Dallas at home.
You know, we've gotten feedback on Finch, their coach.
Oh, he's in the running.
Viewers have told us over the last, week, watch out. This guy could steal coach
sure.
of the year.
Yeah. Now, they have a tough schedule the rest of the way, but if they can get up, because all these teams are jumbled up there.
Oh, yeah, of course.
They could get even the 5. But I was listening to the Windhorse podcast with Bonteps. He said you can make a case that 10 guys could get a vote. He's right.
For coach of the year?
Sure you could. A 9. I'd have to take Donovan off now with all that. But that's 9 guys could get a vote. Coach of the year.
Did he say who he would lean towards giving it to?
I will say this, though.
The answer is no?
I can't remember what he said.
Okay.
They went over the awards. They said McMahon said Barnes and Windhorst agreed with him. Who's the rookie of the year?
Wait. They said
Barnes.
Will he catch him? Or he is right now. He is the rookie of the year.
Yes.
Have you seen his numbers lately?
Yeah.
Kid's playing out of his mind.
Mobley was 1-12 last week.
Yeah.
Those are guys with votes. They're men with jobs, Jerry. I mean, this is saying Barnes is going to get it.
They flat out said Barnes.
McMahon said Barnes, rookie. That's a quote. Barnes, rookie of the year.
So forget Mobley. Forget Cunningham. People are trying to make the case that Cunningham's going to win the thing. I'm like, Cunningham would have to leap Mobley and Barnes.
Yes.
And Barnes has been doing this now for pretty much the entire year.
Yeah. They have the votes, and they talk to voters. They talk to all their buddies who have votes, too, right? Yes. Come on.
Plus 450 on Barnes?
Yes.
I'm still seeing Mobley minus 425.
Windhorst agreed, and Bonteps didn't say anything. And he didn't say, get the hell out of here. I know why. He didn't say, Mobley. No, look at that. No. Flat out said it.
Wow.
Backed up by Windhorst, too.
Okay.
Votes. Talk to voters. Hang on, all
that's strong.
Yes.
I got him
cover
from
the league.
I got him from a long time ago.
Yeah.
What are we getting? Like 12? Yeah. What are we getting? 12, 15, something like that? Okay. All right.
A viewer tip to put us on there.
Up next, Doug Gottlieb, as we go back to the tournament. He's going to join the program. We have such a fascinating matchup in the Sweet 16. Who does he like between these two blue bloods? I'm getting other picks in this round of the tournament coming up next.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? a woo-hoo-er, a hand clapper, a high-fiver. I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.